Good morning.
Good morning.
Absolutely gorgeous day out there, and the forecast looks pretty nice, though it is supposed to start cooling off, but it is getting to be that time of the year. Well, today we kick off our stewardship campaign, 6-week stewardship campaign followed by a faith commitment Sunday. We just want to knock our financial pressures right out of the water and do good ministry. The campaign, the stewardship campaign, is more about us looking at our relationship with God as far as our resources go. As individuals, what is your relationship like with God, and how do you use the resources that you have? You know, all those blessings that God gave you, not just money, but your home, your car, your time, your talents. How do you use all of that for God's glory to further the kingdom? So that's what we're doing for our stewardship campaign. Also, one more announcement for me. I'm forming a CCCC, Crazy Christmas Club Committee. If you're a fanatic about Christmas, I'd like to hear your ideas. And we'll probably meet on Monday night, seems to be the best night right now. We'll meet for a few Monday nights, do some brainstorming, see if there's anything new we want to do for Christmas this year. I love Christmas. I'd like to hear some ideas about things that we can do to make this a really Christmassy year, not just for us, but for the whole community. So whatever ideas we can come up with would be great. So if you're interested in doing that, if you're a Christmas fanatic, let me know. And after I gather some names, we'll start like maybe the Monday after this one, not tomorrow, but next week. We'll get together 6 o'clock and talk about our ideas for Christmas. That's all I've got. Oh, yeah, and membership classes begin next week. So we have like about 7 or 8 people joining the church. If you would like to come and be a member of the church, please let me know. Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we say hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. We gather together in this place, God, to worship you and to praise you, to lift high the name of Jesus. We gather together in this place to be a witness to our family and our friends, to our neighbors, that this is what we do, that we gather together in your house of worship to praise you because we are your children called by your name. And so we pray that what we do here today is pleasing to you, Lord. We pray that it puts a smile on your face. And God, we pray that you pour out your spirit upon us, fill us with love for one another and especially with love for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen, and the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning. As y'all are making your way back to your seats, I'll talk about some announcements, and Diane has some announcements. We offer a warm welcome to all who are here worshiping, and especially any visitors that might be here today. Please see one of the ushers or myself or pastor. There's information in the narthex regarding our church. And remember to sign the red registration books and fill out prayer cards if you have special prayers that the ushers will pick up at the end of the pew. And if there's anybody that's missed today, that you're missing today, that usually sits, please give them a call. Let them know that they were missed. Before the memory verse, okay, yeah. We're going to do the memory verse. Our memory verse is on the very front of the bulletin, and it's a very familiar one. John 3:16. Let's say that through together twice. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Please be sure to go through your bulletin. There's lots of announcements, information regarding the stewardship campaign and the hayride and Rata cutlery sales. There's catalogs back in the narthex, our craft show. There's information and descriptions of all of our committees to get involved in our bulletin. And also one of the committees, the United Methodist Women, there's a typo. It says that the meeting is at 10 p.m. So it's probably at 10 a.m. The October newsletter deadline is September 22nd. Email those articles to the church email address found on the front of the bulletin. The campaign, the financial committee's campaign, Bob Evans' campaign, goes to the Connectional Apportionment Fund. So there's information about all of this, and Diane has some news.
Couple of items before I forget. If you look at the very last line of your bulletin, it says benediction response. That's everybody. We've never done that before. That's a shock. But everybody sing. So as the pastor's going up the aisle, everybody sings that. It's also left out in the bulletin that there is Sunshiner practice this week, right after this service, and every week. So if you are or you know someone who's in elementary school who likes to sing and ring the bells, please just come down to practice and we'll get you all set up. Now, how many of you have at least one $1 bill on your person? We have some poor people here. Either that or really rich people that don't have more. Okay, if you have $1 bill, you are all set for the craft show, November 3rd. The craft show hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, there's something new this year. Boy, this is, I guess I'm in charge of we've never done that before. That must be my thing. Anyway, they're going to have a dollar table. Everything on it will be priced a dollar each. This will include gifts for men, women, and children of all ages. Now, we are seeking donations from the congregation for items of this table, and the items should be new and used, like maybe things you might want to re-gift. I didn't say that. Suggestions are Christmas ornaments or decor, gloves, mittens, winter hats, scarves, books, coloring books, activity books like word search, crossword puzzles, or Sudoku, pens and pencils, art sets for children with paints, markers, or crayons, jewelry, journals, scented candles, coffee or tea mugs, pretty stationery, and maybe even a few stamps to go with it, tote bags, keychains, 2019 calendars, don't give them last year's, okay, pet treats or pet toys. This table will allow everyone to buy some holiday gifts for the ones that they love. We will also need some volunteers to assist at this table on November 3rd. Please consider giving 2 to 3 hours to help. And there will be a sign-up sheet on the clipboard starting next week. Now, out in the narthex, this is really important, there are some posters that look like this. And we're asking that if you can, pick up a poster and take it with you and find some place to put it to advertise the craft show. It is really great what you do for the Living Last Supper, getting those posters out. So remember where you put those and grab one of these and put it in the same place, but ask first. And also, if you are on Facebook, if you go to the church Facebook page, you can share the same poster on your page and let the whole world know, or at least all the people that are your friends. Okay, thank you.
Please stand up for our call to worship, number 750 from the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 10, 7 through 10, and follow along with me. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Please remain standing for hymn number 2165, the Blue Smaller Hymnal's Cry of My Heart.
Misha, here. Okay. Oh, not at the moment. Hold on. I need something. I need you to do something for me. First off, give me five. 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 Who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches. How do we know Jesus loves us? Wait, here, let's see. How do we know Jesus loves us? Because of all the blessings he gives us. Okay, it's good. How else do we know that Jesus loves us? Okay, he helps us with our problems when we need help. So answered prayer. How else do we know that Jesus loves us? He loves us bunches and bunches. Well, we know by the power of the Holy Spirit, we know that because we have peace, even when things are going wrong around us, we know because of miracles, we know because of church, we know because the Bible tells us that. So we know all these things. Now, let me ask you, does Jesus love all of them out there? Does Jesus love Barb back here? Yeah. Does Jesus love Diane? Does Jesus love Bob? Whoa, man. Does Jesus love Joel? Well, that's hard to believe. Let's see. Jesus loved you too, Misha. That's right. Do you love them? Do you know everybody out there? No, but do you love them anyways? Why? Because we're all united together by what? By the Holy Spirit. Oh, you girls are just sharp today. Let me tell you. So, they need to know that we love them in the name of Jesus. So, I think you should go out and tell them or show them that you love them in the name of Jesus. Especially somebody that you don't know. Okay? So, go and tell somebody or show somebody that you love them. How do you think you would do that? Probably give them a hug or shake their hand or tell them Jesus loves them and say, I love you too. Okay? So hug, shake their hands, or tell them I love you, Jesus loves you. Okay, ready? Go. Three people. Yes, you too, Misha. Go tell somebody Jesus loves them. You know, I know a lot of adults that wouldn't do this. I know of a lot of adults that would say, I'm not doing that. They won't do it out on the street. But our kids, we're teaching them here in church to be gregarious, to be loving, to go out to the stranger and say, hey, Jesus loves you and so do I. So, let's pray. Let's huddle up and we'll pray. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Misha too, in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for our snacks. We give you thanks for our home and our families, for all of our toys and our friends, for church. We give you thanks most of all that you love us. Just the way we are, you love us. Help us to share that good news with other people. Help us to love others in the name of Jesus. Help us to be bold and to share our love even with strangers. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said? Oh, no, let's try it again. Put your hands out there. And all of God's children said? No, that's not loud enough. It's just, let's try it again like we mean it. On the count of three. One, two, three. That'll work.
But the speakers are not working in the choir loft, so we can't hear anything if we're up there.
Thank you.
That sounded, you guys never sounded better. And I never get to see Diane's face directing either, and she was smiling. It was awesome. Thank you. Okay, today's Word of God comes from the book of James in the New Testament, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. And very clearly, James is talking about taming our tongues. Hear our word. Hear the Lord's word. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness, for we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire, and the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. Thank you, Lord, for your word. I'd like to invite the ushers forward, please, for the presentations of God's tithes and our offerings.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give unto you these tithes and these offerings. For what we're putting in here in these plates is our faith. It's our trust in you. It's our belief that all that we have and all that we are belongs to you anyways. And so we give it to you with the hope and the prayer that you use it through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the saving of souls. And Lord, we ask that you would bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, and please be seated. Joys. What joys do we have that we want to share?
A
couple more summer days, some nice weather. Becky. Eric and you will be celebrating 20 years of marriage on Wednesday. Woohoo! Yes.
And if you haven't seen it on Facebook yet, Heather got engaged this week.
And officially.
To make it even better, that was Tuesday. Friday, that sale at David's Bridal, she actually found a gown.
Oh, that's fantastic.
She's moving fast. Okay, thanks.
But she has to move fast before he gets to know Fritz too well. So. Yes, he does. Other joys.
Indoor plumbing.
Thank you. Tristan.
Music.
Absolutely. Joy to have everybody here. Anybody else have a joy? If you're joyful for the clothes that you wear, the food that you eat, the roof over your heads, even for the medicines you take, car that you drive, for your pets, friends, family in this place, raise your hand. Raise the other hand. Praise the Lord. Oh, please. Raise your hands and say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There we go. Let God know we mean it. Pens and pencils are prayer homework for the week. USA, FUMC, first responders, the lost, those who don't know Jesus. Nothing more important in this whole world than salvation. Nothing. Traveling mercies for everybody on the road. A lot of people traveling this time of the year, squeezing in last-minute vacations, going to school, and watching the fall foliage coming up. Pray for our men and women and their families in the military. Continue to keep David and Virginia in your prayers, as well as Matt and family. I'd ask you to pray for our daughter Hannah and her family and ministry. Come against the opioid addiction. Come against drug addiction in the name of Jesus. Take authority. Pray for our missionaries all over the world. Lift up Pastor Ron and Robin and the youth group in prayer. And let's pray for the victims of foul weather. A lot of that has been going on. We also want to pray for the Rainovich family, who just recently lost a 20-year-old son, Rainovich family. And we want to pray for Celeste. Let's pray for Bob here. For Suzanne. Suzanne, who's got her hands full with Misha. Other requests. Who?
Adam.
Pray for Adam. Oh, my sister Midge broke her ankle yesterday. She's 4 years older than me. Fred. Crystal. Back of our bulletin, lots of names. Our homework, my homework, your homework. Don't leave it up to somebody else. Unspoken, raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, in God we believe. Help our unbelief. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible, regardless of what the world says. With you, all things are possible. And you, my God, will supply all our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. Yes, it is written. And so, God, we lift up into the light and love of your presence our country and our country's leaders, our church, first responders, those who are lost who don't know you, those who are traveling, men and women in their families in the military. We continue to pray for David in Virginia, for Matt and family, for Hannah and family in ministry. We come against the opioid epidemic in the name of Jesus. And we just cry out for a healing. We pray for our missionaries all over the world. We lift up to you, Pastor Ron and Robin in the youth group. We pray for victims, Lord, of the foul weather that we've been having. We lift up to light and love of your presence, Suzanne and Adam and Midge and Fred, the Ranovich family, Celeste, Bob, and Crystal, all those names on the back of our bulletin. We lift them all up into the light and love of your presence. For if God be for us, who can be against us? We believe, God, help our unbelief. We lift up to you the unspoken request, because you know each and every heart, you know each and every circumstance here. You know the number of hairs on our head, you know the number of pennies in our pockets and in our bank accounts. You know what's going on at home behind closed doors. You know the things that we struggle with, the fears in our hearts. You know, God, you know, and you care. And so we pray for your healing touch. We pray, Lord, that you would fill us with a truly heavenly, repentant spirit for our sins and our sinful ways. Fill us with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. Fill us with a hunger for your holy word. And have your way with us, God. And we will always give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the Gospel according to Mark. And this is the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8, beginning with verse 27. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Jesus and his disciples went on to the village around Caesarea of Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" Jesus asked them. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." And Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." And then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. Bonnie, would you stand up, please? Yes, you. Mm-hmm. That's my lovely wife there, all the way in the back, like a good Methodist. Bonnie is a great cook. Doesn't cook as often anymore, but she is a great cook. Seriously, she's a much better cook than her mother ever was. She's a better cook than anybody in her family. There are certain things in her family, her mother was all Italian, and there are certain things in the family that we all take pride in. One of them is spaghetti. Boy, you get spaghetti in the Judy or Johnson household, it is to die for. And Bonnie's spaghetti is the best. It's not thin and watery like her sister's or brother's. But it's thick, it's meaty, it's wonderful. And then she makes a beef stroganoff that the kids will come flocking to the house to eat. Better than any you can get in a restaurant. And then lasagna at Christmas time. Mwah! Magnifique. Wonderful. I'm telling you. Bonnie has a gift for taking a plain old toasted cheese sandwich and turning it into a gourmet meal. I don't know what it is. It's just the same ingredients, but oh, it's just wonderful. Thank you. You can. And I believe that. I believe that because I've seen the evidence. Yeah. Sarah, could you stand up, please? What one word would I say? Pies. You may sit down, Sarah. Ron Slavin. Ron and Robin, please stand up. It's our youth ministry team. Ron is our youth pastor. Energetic, creative, and a godly couple. Full of love and joy. It just bubbles over them, over in them all the time. If you've never had opportunity to talk to these two, look them up after service. They are a delight. They bring sunshine with them wherever they go. And humble, really humble. I mean, you don't be afraid of Ron, okay? I mean, he may be imposing and, you know, big fella, and he comes on with real intense because he's just on fire for God. But you can trust your life in his hands. You can tell him anything. He'll keep it with him to the grave. And I'll tell you this right now. Whether he knows you or not, he loves you. So that's him and Robin. And I could go on and on, but the proof of this stuff, the proof of these statements is the evidence. The evidence is clear to see. And when Jesus asked his disciples, who do the people say that I am? Oh, they had all kind of answers, right? Oh, they say that you're John the Baptist or Elijah or one of the prophets. But Jesus looked his disciples in the eye and he said, but who do you say that I am? And that's the same question he asks all of us. Not just today, but every day. Who do you say that I am? Well, the disciples said that you are the Christ. That's what Peter said, speaking for all of them. You are the Messiah. And they believed that. The proof is that they sacrificed everything in their lives. They gave up everything, careers, families, and that, to be followers of Jesus. The proof was in the miracles and in the preaching and teaching. You are the Christ. Talk is cheap. It's real easy if I say to you, who is Jesus to you, for you to say, well, he died on the cross for our sins. He's born, you know, we celebrate that at Christmas. Rose from the dead. But do we really mean it? Or are we like the other people saying that he's a John the Baptist, Elijah, one of the prophets? There's a lot of people out there who believe in Jesus, that he was a great prophet, that Jesus is a great teacher. You ask any of the Muslims and just all kinds of unchristian denominations. But they're not willing to give up everything to follow Jesus. They're not willing to sacrifice their lives to back up what they say. See, talk is cheap. And the power of the tongue, well, it's powerful. It is powerful. It's easy to say that Jesus is the Christ, but it's another thing to live our lives proving it, that we really believe that. See, our proof is in our obedience to God's word. John 14:15, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commands. Jesus said if we would be his followers, we would pick up our crosses and follow him daily. You know what it means to pick up your cross, don't you? You put everything on that cross. You nail it all to that cross. Your time, your talent, your gifts, your possessions, it is all nailed to that cross because you are losing your life for Jesus' sake and for the sake of the gospel. That's what comes first in your life. Jesus and the gospel. That's more important than anything else. All the rest goes on that cross. That's our proof that we believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that we mean what we say. Actions speak louder than words. The power of the tongue is powerful. So do we believe in Jesus? Well, the answer is in how we treat other people. It's how we talk to and about other people, especially when they're not around. The evidence is in the offering plate. The evidence is in how much time we spend in committees doing ministry. Yes, it is. The evidence, whether or not we believe that Jesus is the Christ, is how much time we are willing to sacrifice in order to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ through the ministries of this church, which we call our home. What we put in the offering plate may not seem like a big deal, but it is a big deal to God because it represents all that we have and all that we are. Talk is cheap. Power of the tongue is just that, powerful. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." We are people of faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith," what you and I are to live by, "is confidence in what we hope for." Not in what we have, but in what we hope for, and it is assurance about what we do not see. In other words, we are not supposed to live our lives according to circumstances, according to the things that are going on around us. You and I, as children of Almighty God, as people of faith, are to live our lives according to the Word of God, believing in what has not yet happened. The doctor gives us an evil report. Is that the end of it? Because it's the doctor, and he ran tests, you know, and it's a scientific fact. I've got this germ living in my body. Well, but the Word of God says that you're a new creature in Christ, that you have favor with God and man, that greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, that with God all things are possible, and if God be for us, who can be against us? So what's more important? What has more power? What, we are people of faith. Are we to believe more in this or to believe more in this? To believe in what we do not see. Talk is cheap. If we believe Jesus is the Christ, then we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. But we do like to talk smack about people, don't we? Man, that's our faith showing up. When we talk bad about people, we're saying we don't believe in Jesus. That's how it works. As people of faith, we're not going to talk bad about people. Well, unless it's somebody, a running back, not honoring their contract and not coming out to the team. I need to work on that one, God, you know. But when we say that we believe Jesus is the Messiah, we are saying that we believe in the Word of God and that we are going to be people who live by faith, that we're not going to do what the world expects us to do. We're no longer going to conform to the pattern of this world because we believe Jesus is the Messiah, because we believe in the power of the tongue, the power of the tongue which shows the world what we really believe. So you and I, as people of faith, are not going to go up to somebody and start running them down and saying bad things about them, because that's a negative faith. But you and I, as people of faith, are going to build each other up. We're going to say good things about one another. We're going to speak health into the sick person, prosperity into the poor person. We are going to claim the Word of God for people and stand on the Word of God Almighty, because we are people of faith, because we believe Jesus is the Messiah. Who do you say I am? Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. And the power of the tongue is powerful. Remember what Mom told us? If you can't say something nice about someone, then... So if we are people of faith, then when are we going to start talking and living like it? If we are people of faith, let's put our money and our time and our talents where our mouth is. If we are people of faith, let's do whatever it takes to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in this country, in this community, in our homes, in our families, and at church. Let's get involved. Let's dig deep. Because we are people of faith. Because we believe more in God than we do in our bank account. Because we believe more in God than we do in our busy schedules. Put God first. Seek God's kingdom first, as the word says, and everything else will be added unto you. Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words, and the power of the tongue is powerful. So are we phonies? Are we liars? Are we deceivers? The proof is in how we talk to and about other people, how we treat them. It's in the plate. It's in how involved we are in the ministries of this church. So in other words, if you're being accused of being a Christian, is there enough evidence to convict you? God loves you, and so do I. The altar rail is open. Repentance, seeking God's kingdom first, wanting more of the Holy Spirit for peace, for healing, it is the hem of Jesus' garment. It is open, especially during the singing of the last hymn. Let's stand and sing number 2149, Living for Jesus. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people that live in this area. Thousands and thousands. I don't know what the number is. But I do know that the demographics show, through surveys and studies, that even with all the churches we have in this area, 60%, if not more, of the population are unchurched. We've had this weekend, between Saturday night and these two services, 160 people. Where are the rest of the people? What is their relationship like with Jesus? Tomorrow is promised to no one. I pray that we burn with a desire to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to take church to them, to bring them to church, whatever it takes. This is not a social gathering. We are not a club, but we are the hands of Christ. And the world is going to hell in a handbasket. We need to get busy. So who is Christ to you? Go and prove it to the world. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us. Fill us with holy boldness, so that we'll go forth and show by the things that we do and say that Jesus is the Christ, our Messiah, the living Son of the living God, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lamb of God, the Lion of Judah, the rider on the white horse. We believe, God. Help our unbelief. We pray all this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Amen.